This is similar to the hyperboloid of one sheet, but notice it doesn't equal one, it equals zero. That more or less narrows the waist, so to speak, of our hyperboloid of one sheet down to a mere point. Of course, the point being 000. And I was able to use the software to get this one to be graphed, solving it for z. I think I must have assigned a value of 3 to A, 2 to B, and it looks like I must have assigned 4 to C, or something like that. But anyway, I drew both the upper and the lower cone, the F function being the upper, the G function with a negative in front of it being the lower. And I tell you the truth, I'd have to go back through and solve it to see what I let C be in this case. But I think you can see, like, there's an upper part to this cone and a lower part to this cone.